Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nunches, and we are at the last line of daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're a little bit behind. We're also in the middle of an intense sugya. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechash, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zachariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Binyamin ben Harav Yaakov. So, we're in the middle of the sugya of Mishtameres Labia Psula Deiraisa Achla or Mishtameres Labia Psula Deiraisa Layachla. What does this even mean? The halacha is that a Bas Koyen is allowed to eat Truma. The halacha also is that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Koyen, because she's king and cosplay of the Koyen, is allowed to eat truma. However, it is possible for a woman to lose her schus to eat truma. The case that we've been discussing is if the woman becomes a chalala. A woman that's a chalala, whether she was a bas kayin or whether she's an eshes kayin, the halacha is moving forward, she will not be able to eat truma anymore. Now, what would be an example of a woman becoming a chalala? In the event that she was married to a man where had she had a child, the child would be a chalal. In that case, Rashi in the Mishnah said, she herself would become a chalala. So for example, an almana that's married to a kohen gadol, a grusha v'chalutza that's married to a kohen hedyed, being that if any one of those marriages resulted in a child, the child would be a chalal, the halacha is the women themselves have a din of a chalala, and as a result, they would not be able to eat shum. The Mishnah mentioned the machloikis tanoim. What would happen if an almana was married to a kohen gadol, a grusha was married to a kohen hedyed, but all there was erisin? There was no nesuin. The question is, do we treat the almana and the grusha now as a chalala so that she will not be able to eat truma, or do we not treat her as a chalala? Meaning, the only reason that she should be treated as a chalala is because if she would have a child, the child would be a chalal. So they'd be mocking to say that that only makes sense in the event that there was nisuin, which would result in bia, which could result in a child. So if there's nisuin, it's in that instance we would say that the almana or the grusha would have a din of a chalala. She would lose her schos to be able to eat truma. But if all there was erisin, so there was never a bia, it's mistaber that she never became a chalala. And if she never became a chalala, maybe she would be able to eat truma. But then again, you could also argue that even though it's true that all there was an erisin, but what kind of erisin is this? It's an erisin that's going to result in a suin, that's going to result in a bia psula. It's what's known as mishtameres la bia psula. So it could be an erison like this would already result in making her into a chalala. So what's the halacha? Machloikis, Rameir, and Rablaz Rab Shimon. Rameir said, Almana l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet, min ha'erison, lo yoichlu b'tshuma. Rablaz Rab Shimon, Machshirin. Rablaz Rab Shimon said, no, the halacha is that being that all there was erisin, they would be able to eat truma. Now, just to clarify something that Rashi spoke out in the sugi that we did not mention in yesterday's daf, and that is that really this machloikis, Rameir, Rablaz Rab Shimon, is really negay in two different instances. It's negay where you have a bas koyein that's now be'erisin to a koyein or a kohen gadol, where she's either a grusha or an almana. It's also negeya if she was a bas Yisrael that was be'erisin to a koyein where she's a grusha, or to a kohen gadol where she's an almana. And the shaila would be the same exact shaila, meaning a bas koyein ordinarily is allowed to eat truma. When she was born, she was yilid beisay of a koyein, and as a result, she was allowed to eat truma. The problem is now, because of this erisin, she may have become a chalala. And that's the machloikis between Rameir, Rab Elazar, Rab Shimon. Do we say that the erisin already makes her on some level into a chalala? Or do we say, no, only nesuin, only bia would make her into a chalala? But being that all there was erisin, it's not going to be a problem. It's also negeya, this machloikis, regarding Abbas Yisrael. Abbas Yisrael, arusa, dvar toira, zaychelas betruma. Now, midrabanan, she's not zaychelas betruma, for the two reasons that the Gemara mentions in Ksubas, Daf, Nazayin, Amad Beis, that we spoke about yesterday. However, There was a Mishnah Rishonah mentioned in Masechtas Ksubas that says at that point she was allowed to eat truma. So the question is, if she's a Bas Yisrael, but she's an Almada L'Kohen Gadol, she's a Bas Yisrael, but she's a Grusha L'Kohen Hedyet, would this Erisin now allow her to eat truma? Or to the contrary, being that this is not a kosher erisin, so that the halacha is she would not be able to eat truma. But the bottom line is, in the event that the almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedid, would have had an asuin, the assumption is there would have been a bia already. At that point, for sure, she would not be a yicheles b'truma. Whether she was a bas koyin or she was a bas yisrael, it doesn't matter. She would not be able to eat truma. Machlokes Rameir was Rav Shimon is, in the event that all there was erisin, is she a yicheles b'truma, or she not a yicheles b'truma? Rameir's machmer, Rav Loz, Rav Shimon were mekel. Rav Meir says, no, why? Because even though it's true, she's not a halala right now. And all there was Erisin. But she's mishtameres lobiya psula deiraisa, and that in and of itself is a reason that she shouldn't be able to eat truma. Rav Loz, Rav Shimon were machshirim, because they hold that mishtameres lobiya psula deiraisa is achlo. That in and of itself is not a reason for her not to be able to eat truma. That was a recap of the yisoid of the part of Daf Nun Zayin that we already learned. Today's Daf is going to begin with another similar discussion. And that is, what would happen if you had an almana l'kohen gadol, or you had a grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot? They didn't have a proper nesuin. They also didn't have an erisin. You know what happened? They had a chuppah. But a chuppah b'loy kedushin. Now, we know that marriage happens in two phases. The first phase, the first shlav is erisin. The second shlav is nesuin. Erisin, who each are nicknames b'sholeish derachim b'kesef shtar ubiya. Nisuin is chuppah, it's biya, it's yichud. But chuppah has to happen after erisin in order for it to be effective. What happens if there was chuppah and there was no erisin? So at first glance, you would think that it's nothing. Stating that, it's mavur in the sugi that we're about to learn right now, that it's not so pasha that it's nothing. In fact, there was a machloikis amayirah, machloikis Rav and Shmuel. What would happen if you had a bas koyin and she now had chuppah to apostle? So for example, you had a bas koyin, she's also a grusha. Halacha, she's allowed to eat truma. Right now, she had chuppah to a koyin. Do we say that the chuppah makes her into a halala, and as a result, she no longer will be able to eat truma? Or do we not say it makes her into a halala so that she no longer will be able to eat truma? It's a little similar to the machlokes tanan between Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. Meaning, the classic case of where a woman would become a halala al yedeya, an illicit marriage, is where there was kedushin and there was nesuin and there was bia. The tanan were debating what happens if all there was erisin. The amiram are debating what happens if all there was nesuin. Either way, it's with this machlokes that we begin today's daf, and then the gemara, as you would expect, is going to merge these two shailas, and we're going to go into a deeper discussion of this sugya. Zok de Helig Gemara. Again, the last line of Daf Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. Itmar, we learned. Rav Amar Rav said, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulois. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Ein Chuppah L'Psulois. So what does it mean, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulois? Just kedai to read a two-line Rashi inside. Kayim Gadol Shehichnes Almanam. Bas Koyin L'Chuppah. So we're talking about a woman that was a Bas Koyin. A Kohen Gadol was mach, she was also an Amana. The Kohen Gadol now married her, but all he did was chuppah. V'loi ba'aleh, there was no bia. Umeikar nami le'kitcha, and there was also no kedushin. Afilu hachli pasla mitruma de be'nasha. The halach is this woman will never be able to eat truma. Why? The chuppah ki knisas be'ila danya. Because we look at the chuppah as if it's on some level of be'ila, and just like if there was a be'ila, she would be a chalala, and she never be able to eat truma, even if she was a kaihenes, even if she was a bas kohen, it doesn't matter, like we just mentioned. So too, if all there was chuppah, we look at chuppah as knisas be'ila, and as a result, she will never be able to eat truma again. That's Rav Shita, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel argues, he said, no, ain't chuppah l'psulais. No, the chuppah in and of itself is not going to be a problem. Amar Shmuel said, Amoydili Abba. Abba's moydit to me. Now who's Abba? So we know Rav's name was Abba. However, if you look at Rashi over here says a different reason why Shmuel referred to Rav as Abba. He said, Mishum the Kashash Mine, because Rav was a lot older than Shmuel. Kari le Abba, Kigoyim Loshin Nesi, Verebi. Abba's a Loshin of Chashivos, you call your father Abba. And as a result, that's why he referred to him as Abba. But either way, so Shmuel said, Moidel Abba, even though Rav said, Yesh Chopal Absulis, but Rav is going to be Moidel to me, but Tinoikis, Pchusim Vashal and Shalom Yamechad, that in the event that the Kala, this woman, was less than 3 years old, Hoyle the Imobia, being that the bia of a ktana that's p'chusa mi'bas sholei shonav yom echad halachically is not considered a bia, so to ein l'chuppah, her chuppah would not be considered a chuppah either. What's the svara? Because Rashi said that the whole chuppah has a chashivos to make her not be able to eat truma because it's kiknisas be'ivodamia. So she would have to be a basbia for her chuppah to be a chuppah. But to the extent that she's not a basbila, so then the chuppah is daya lovim and adin, liya is kinod, and it can't be more than the actual bia. So if her bia wouldn't be a bia, then the chuppah is not going to be considered a chuppah either. Amar Rava, Rava said, afana nami tanino, that the truth is, I have a mefurish, a raya from a braisa to this idea, which idea? That a ktana who has bia, p'chusa mibas shalei shonim v'yoy mechad, it's not considered a bia. So this is something that is axiomatic, it's something that's universally accepted throughout Shas, that a ketana becomes a bas bia when she's 3 years old. Rava now is giving us the makarta. This is a well-known braisa. The braisa says, bas shalei shonim v'yoy mechad. When a girl turns 3 years old, miskadesh is bibia. If someone would be mekadesher bibia, the halach is the kedushin would be cha. How could a ketana get married? Her father was mekadesher. But the point is that miskadesh is bibia. If she was a Yavama, and the Yavam was Mekayim Yavama Yavah Yaleh, it's going to be a Kenyan Yibam. V'chayavan le'a Mishom Eishas Ish. If she's married and someone's Baal Leah, he's Chayim Mishom Eishas Ish. U'metama es Bayala le'tama Mishkav Tachtav Ke'elyon. In the event that she's a Nida, so then if somebody is Baal Leah, he's going to have a din of a Bayal Nida with all the tumas that come along with being Bayal Nida. This is the Kayin Echalas Vachuma. Once she's 3 years old, if she's married to a Kayin, she's Lady Chuma. Baal Leah Echel Mikol Apsulim Pasla. Once if she's 3 years old and a pasul was Baalel, she then would become pasul, meaning she would become a chalala, she wouldn't be able to marry a kohen, she wouldn't be able to eat truma moving forward. But what do you see from this braisa? One thing. Bashal ishan v'yamechad hudu mifsala bebiya mifsala b'chuppah. Ha'pchusa mi bashal ishan v'yamechad t'lei mifsala bebiya loy mifsala nami b'chuppah. Meaning you see in this mishnah or in this braisa, this idea that a girl becomes a bas bia when she's bashal ishanim, you also see that the bia to her is only a bia once she's 3 years old. So just like the bia would only disqualify her from eating truma once she's 3 years old, so the chuppah, which is kiknisas be'iladam, you can't be any more than the bia itself. And so too, as it relates to the chuppah would only be a problem once they're 3 years old. Shmami no, said Shmuel, this is a raya that even though Rab, my bal plukta, holds yesh chuppah l'psulois, but I know a moide liyaba, I know for sure Rab would be moide, that a tinoikis, that's chuppusa mi'bas shalei shana v'yoy mechad, Hoyl the ain la bia, like it's mefurish in this braisa, so too ain la chuppa, the chuppa wouldn't be a problem either. So we have two machloikis in that we just set up in the first 10 minutes of the daf. The first machloikis is a machloikis tana, machloikis Rameir, Rablos, and Rab Shimon, and that is mishtameres la bia psula de raisa achla or mishtameres la bia psula de raisa loyach. These are very fancy terms. But what does it mean? It means if you had an almana l'kayin gadol or grusha v'chalutza l'kayin handi, what all there was erisin. Does she, because of this erisin, become a chalala or not? If there was nisuin and bia, then for sure she would be considered a chalala. The question is, if all there was erisin, what's talacha? At first glance, it shouldn't be a problem. And that is, in fact, the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Meir says that being that this erisin is mishtameres, l'bia psula, the bia that's going to result from this erisin is, you know, ultimately a bia psula, this type of erisin already today makes her into a chalal. The second child that we had was a machloikis amayroin. And that is what happens if it was a amad l'kayin gadol, grusha l'kayin hedi, but all there was a chuppah. Interesting. There was no nesuin, no bia, and there was also no kedushin. There was just a chuppah ba'alma. And the question is, yesh chuppah l'psulois or ain't chuppah l'psulois? This is not a machlokes tanam. Like we said, this is a machlokes amayram. It's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds yesh chuppah l'psulois, and Shmuel says ain't chuppah l'psulois. Talk to Hail Gigamar. Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said yesh chuppah l'psulois. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but the yesh chuppah l'psulois ain't chuppah l'psulois. Banal machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Blaz, Rav Shimon. I hold is the same exact machlokes tanam, the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Blaz and Rav Shimon. The Rav Meir to Amar kedushin pasli. According to Rav Meir, that holds that kedushin is pasli. I mean, according to Rami, that says that erisin itself would be enough to make her into a chalal chuppah nami pasla. So then chuppah would do the same thing. Plus, Rav Shimon nami kedushin loy pasli. But according to Rav Shimon, that hold that kedushin doesn't pasla. Chuppah nami loy pasla. So chuppah is also not going to pasla. Meaning, at first glance, said Rami Bar Chama, it's ma'od mestaber to say that these two machloikesin are going to be tali zebeze. Meaning, according to Rav Meir, that holds that erisin alone is enough to make her a chalala. So it's mustaber that chuppah alone would also be enough to make her into a chalala. Whereas going to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that hold that erisin alone is not enough to make her into a chalala. So too, chuppah alone is not enough to make her into a chalala. So it sounds like Rab that holds yesh chuppah l'psulois is going according to Rav Meir that holds Erisin can make her into a chalala. And Shmuel that says, Ein chupa lepsula, is the chupa itself would not make her possible from eating truma, is going like Rav Shimon that holds that Erisin is also not enough. So Rami Brachama said, at first glance, I think this machlekes ha-meiram is a machlekes tanam, which you could look at as being, oh wow, very gishmak. But then again, what, Rav and Shmuel are arguing in a machlekes tanam? This is a Mishnah. Everyone knows this Mishnah. So why are Rav and Shmuel even arguing about this? So the Gemara says, the truth is, it's not muchech what Rami Bar Chama said. Because Dilma, I can argue, I'd come to Rav Meir Hasam. Maybe when did Rav Meir say the halacha that Erisin itself makes her possible from being able to eat Shuma? That's Alabi Kedushin, the Kani law. That's where you did something. The Kedushin is something. Right? Or Isha Nikness, something's chal when you do Kedushin. In fact, most dinim of Isha is a chal. Al Yidei Kedushin. Aval chuppa to like Kani law. But a chuppa with there was no kiddushin, where the chuppah itself is garnished vert. It's lots of apitzulchisa. It really didn't do anything. It's over there lie. Maybe even their Ramei is going to be maida that she's not going to become disqualified from eating truma. Because what happened? Inami. Alternatively, at the coming of Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, I could say when Rabbi Rabbi Shimon say the halacha is that you say ein chuppah. Look, that when did that the erison is nothing, that's Elabi Kedushin to like Krevi Labia. That's only where there was Kedushin, which is like Krevi Labia, meaning where all there was Kedushin. Kedushin is very removed from Bia, and because Kedushin is very removed from Bia, so it's in that instance, it's not going to be a problem. I will chuppah the Krevi Labia, but chuppah, which is Krevi Labia, right? Chuppah, which is a step closer to Bia, like Rashi's Lash in the beginning of the Sugya, the chuppah kiknisas be'ilodamya. So that's already very similar to the Bia. Hachinami the Paslo. So maybe over there, it would be a problem. So the Gemara said that as much as Rami Bar Chama wanted to shtoutzu these two machloikis into each other, but really, it's certainly not muchach that the two machloikis in Atoli Zebezeh. But the Gemara said, Ela, I ikin lememer beplukta. If you want to tell me that this machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, is a machloikis tanam, I can find you a different machloikis tanam. It's tahani tanoi. It's the following machloikis tanam. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Nisu zu vizu. So we're talking about a kohen. A kohen got married to zu vizu. What does zu vizu mean? So pirish, next two words, ksheiros upsulois. Meaning, the halacha that we're about to say right now is negeya if a kohen married a kosher, someone that he was allowed to marry, or psula, someone that he was not allowed to marry. Oy, or, not nisu, but rather shenichnesu l'chuppah v'loy nivlu. Or there was chuppah without bila. Meaning, at first glance, nisu sounds like it was nisuin with bia, and oi is where there was only chuppah and there was no bi'ilah. So the halach is oichlois mishaloi. This woman that he just married is oichlois mishaloi. He's obligated to support her. For oichlois betruma, and not just that, she eats truma. So if she's a bas yisrael, so the halach is now she's going to be able to eat truma. So the Gemara says, let's analyze this brisa. Nichnesu, mechlal, dinisu, nisu mash. The brisa said two cases. Nisu, and then it said oi, she nichnesu l'chuppah. Now, the oisha nichnasu l'chuppah is very straightforward. Oisha nichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu. So what does nisu mean? Nisu means it was a regular nisuin. What's the Gemara's kashna? Could that be? You're telling me then if there was a proper nisuin, which means included bila. How do you know nisuin means with bila? Because oi was shenichnasu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu. So obviously nisu means there was a bia. So you're going to tell me the halacha is oichlo is betruma? If a kohen marries a apostle, the halacha is oichleis b'truma. Right? We said zu v'zu, and what does zu v'zu mean? Kshereis u'psulois. So how's it possible that if a kohen had a regular nesuin with be'ila to a psula, that the halacha is it's going to be oichleis b'truma? So this brisa is dead on arrival. It's impossible to read the brisa. Elalav. So you have to be mefarish the brisa. That what it means is kigoyin shenichnasu l'chuppah v'lei nivlu. This is one of the brises that need editing. Many of them do. And the way you have to read the brisa is that the brisa is really saying two things: nisu zu vizu. What does nisu mean? Pirish kigoyin shenichnasu l'chuppah v'lei nivlu. So then the halach is oichleis mishaloi va'oichleis betruma. Now it says clearly that the halach is oichleis betruma. So you say Maris, if it says oichleis betruma, that if you have a chuppah without bi'ila to a psula, the halach is she's going to be oichleis betruma. In other words, ein chuppah lepsulais. That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisrael b'yechem ben Reik Goymer. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisrael ben Reik continued in the Brice, and he argued. He said, no, kol shebiyasa machilasa, chupasa machilasa. Anytime if there was a bia, the halacha should be able to eat truma, so then the halacha is the chuppah also would allow her to eat truma. Kol shein biyasa machilasa. But in the event that there was a bia, the halacha, she would not be able to eat truma anymore, so then ein chupasa machilasa. So too over there, the halacha is, if there's chuppah, she won't be able to eat truma either. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisrael b'yechem ben Reik is arguing with the halacha. So what's this machlokes? The way we mefarish the brisa is talking about One case, even though it sounds like either Nisuin with a Bila or it was Nichlas al-Khopa Balay Nivala. No, we're talking about one case. The case is where it was Nichlas al-Khopa Balay Nivala. And we're talking about a Kayin to a Kosher or a Psula. What we need is Psula. And we have a Machlaikis Tanam whether or not she's a Cheles Betruma or she's not a Cheles Betruma. In others, we have a Machlaikis Tanam whether Yesh Chopal Psula is the Ein Chopal Psula is. So the Gemara said, if you want to find a Machlaikis Tanam that are going to be matim with this machlekes amiram, Rav and Shmuel, you want to tell me really the Tanam already debated it? It's not our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah is similar, but it's not the same case. Our Mishnah is talking about whether there was a real kedushin. This is talking about whether there was only a chuppah. The yesh darshin azoy, the yesh darshin azoy. But the bottom line is, as it relates to our Mishnah, it's not a perfect tushta. This is a head-on tushta. This is perfect. Because over here, you have a case where there was nichnas al-chuppah v'lay nivala, and at the same time, there seems to be a machlekes tanoim, what halach is going to be. Now, the truth is, there is one difference between this braisa that we just learned and the way Rashi explained. We read the Rashi inside, just to be perfectly clear. But the way Rashi explained the machloek is Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chuppah l'psulas or ein chuppah l'psulas. Rashi, when he was mefarish the machloek is yesh chuppah l'psulas or ein chuppah l'psulas, he said they're arguing where there was no kedushin. There was a chuppah v'loy kedushin. This braisa, the Chura is talking about where there was kedushin. How do you know there was a kedushin? Because it says oichleis mishaloi. And oichleis mishaloi means that this man has to support this woman. Now, if all there was a chuppah b'lay kedushin, he doesn't have to support her. So obviously, we're talking about where there was a proper kedushin. But at the same time, there was a chuppah pisula, and the Gemara is telling it to the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So it's mavur from here that even though Rashi said that the ikur machlekes Rav and Shmuel of yesh chuppah l'psulas or ein chuppah l'psulas was negeya chuppah b'lay kedushin, but really you would have the same exact shaila if there was a kedushin, and now there's a chuppah. Assuming that the kedushin itself doesn't mess up her ability to eat truma, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, but what about the chuppah? And that would be a shaila, yesh chuppah l'psulas or ein chuppah l'psulas. So it's an extra knage, but it's mavur pashut in the Gemara. You can't learn the Gemara without speaking out that knage. But the Gemara says, regardless, even though at first glance it would seem that they're arguing whether yesh chuppah l'psulas or ein chuppah l'psulas, but the Gemara says that really, if you think about it a little bit more, it's not muchachwai. Me mind, because don't know Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechem and Rabbi Kramei Sfirale. Because what's the assumption? The Tanakama for sure holds. I mean, the Tanakama, the Braisa for sure holds that. Ein chuppah l'psulos. The question was, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechem ben Breika. He seems to hold yesh chuppah l'psulos because he seems to say that no, kol she'ein biyasa machilasa, so too ein chupasa machilasa. But the Gemara says it's not muchach that that's pshat in Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechem ben Breika. Because I can tell you, being that we just said there was for sure a kedushin over here, there had to have been a kedushin. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko holds like Rabbi Meir, the Omar kedushin lo yachla, who holds that the kedushin itself messes her up, and that's the reason she can't eat. So it could be chuppah, but like kedushin in and of itself wouldn't be the problem. You want to know what the problem is? The kedushin is the problem. But you have no raya that Rabbi Yishmael ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko holds yeh chuppah l'psulos. So loyla, maybe everybody holds ein chuppah l'psulos. Chuppah itself is nothing. You want to know why over here Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechem ben Breika holds she's going to be puzzled from eating truma? The reason she's going to be puzzled is out the kedushin, and we said already that's a separate shaila. Kedushin is a bazunder shaila, but the Gemara says if that's pshat in Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechem ben Breika, if he holds the kedushin was the issue, because he holds like grammar, not the chuppah. What was his lashon? His lashon was Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechem ben Breika, Omer kol she biyasa machilasa, chupasa machilasa, v'chol she'in biyasa machilasa. In chupasa machilasa. It sounds like the chuppah is the troublemaker over here. Says the Gemara, if really pshat and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechem Breika is Rav Meir, is high kol she'in biyasa machilasa in chupasa machilasa, kol she'in biyasa machilasa in kaspa machilasa mi boyle. He should have said the problem is the kedushin. So the Gemara says, no, duma aydi dama tanakama chuppah ame iyo nami chuppah. Being that the tanakama seemed to have a problem with the chuppah, so he just said that, fakir, the tanakama said the chuppah is not an issue. He held in chuppah l'psulos. So he said, no, the chuppah is going to be a problem. But he didn't mean that really the emphasis, the issue over here is the chuppah. Really what he meant was is that the issue is going to be the kedushin, and the bottom line is, says the Gemara, we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos ain't chuppah l'psulos. The Gemara thought that maybe it's a machlekes Tana, maybe our Mishnah, certainly a similar situation, but the Gemara says it's namuchach. Then the Gemara had a braisa, and the Gemara thought that maybe that's a machlekes, the machlekes Rav Shmuel ben Yosef, even though it certainly sounded like it, but the Gemara came to the maskana, that's not it either. So the bottom line is, what do we have? We have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Yesh chupel apsulois or in chupel apsulois. And again, the way Rashi was mefarish, the machloikas Rav and Shmuel in the beginning of the sugya we're talking about, where you had a, Rashi's case was a kohen gadol, that did chupa to an almana bas kohen, there was no kedushin, and there was certainly no bi'iyah. The question is, does this bas kohen now become a chalala, that she can't eat truma anymore, despite the fact that she was a bas kohen, or not? Rav holds yesh chupel apsulois, Rav holds that chuppah is like bia, Lashon Rashi, the chuppah kiknisas bi'ila damya. And just like there was bia, she would have a din of a chalala, so too chuppah alone makes her a chalala. Shmuel holds in chuppah lepsulois, and as a result, she will be able to continue to eat truma. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Ham milsa, amalon Rav Sheshes, va'anurinu la'ayinami masnesen. The following halacha Rav Sheshes taught us, and he was Meirei Neinu from a Mishnah. It's interesting. We've had this a few times recently, that Rav Sheshes was Anirinu La'ainavi Masnisim. We know Rav Sheshes was a Saginar. But Rav Sheshes is being Meirei Neinu. But regardless, so Rav Sheshes couldn't see, but he was Mekayim V'hoirei Neinu for Klai Yisrael through his teachings. But Rav Amram said, what was this halacha that Rav Sheshes said? Yesh Chupal B'sulois. Rav Sheshes said what his Groser Rebbe, Rav, said, and that is Yesh Chupal Apsulis V'tana Tuna. And he brought a raya from a Mishnah Mesachta Saita. So the Mishnah here is talking about the Safik Saita, right? What's a Safik Saita? A married woman where her husband gave her kino, he warned her, Altisteri and Mishplaini, she violated the warning of her husband, and now there's a Safik that maybe she was a Mazana. She had to go to the Harabayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Shar Nikner. She had a drink from the Mayim HaMemarim, and the Mayim HaMemarim was going to tell us that was going to dictate whether she was innocent or whether she was guilty. If she's guilty, obviously, she died. So that was the end of that conversation. If she was innocent, then she's allowed to continue staying married to her husband. What happens until she drinks? Talach is, at that point, she's a Sofik Saita, and Misafik, we treat her as if she's a Saita. A Saita is Asalabal, Asalabayil, Asalachal Chuma, Snow too. She's going to be Asalabal, Asalabayil, Asalachal Chuma. What would happen if she never drinks? So she'll be Asa to her husband, and not just that, she's also going to lose her Ksuba. Misafik, she has to drink, and at this point, it's Alela Havi Raya, whether or not she should be entitled to her Ksuba. So again, those are some of the brief halachas that we need for the next Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Rav Sheshes said, Yesh Chupal Apsulas, V'tana Tunei Brud Arai from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that after when the Saita, the Safik Saita, would go to the Makam HaMikdash, so she would be in Shah Nikner, and the Kayen would read to her the parashas in the Torah. These were klolos. And after she heard the klolos, she would say amen. But it says, va'amra isha, amen, amen. It says it twice. So the mission over there says, why does it say amen twice? Amen, shaloi satisi, arusa, unesua, shemeres yabam, uchnusa. The reason it says amen twice is because when she said amen, what she's saying is that I didn't stray. Not when I was an arusa, not when I was an asua, not when I was a shemeres yabam, we know what that is, and not when I was a knusa, in the event that she was a shemeres yabam, and then there was yibam, after the yibam, she didn't stray either. So the Gemara now is going to discuss what exactly all these different terms mean. Specifically, what does it mean when she says "Amin shaloi sotisi arusa"? So the Gemara says, "Hi arusa yichidami." What is it? What's the case? So again, it sounds like we're dealing with a suffix soita, this married woman, which she's an arusa, and there's some element over here of "Amin shaloi sotisi arusa." What does it mean anyway? What does it even mean? So the Gemara says, "Ilei medekani lokshi arusa, vikamashka lokshi arusa." Is it talking about where you had an ish, where her husband did kinoi, and the kinoi happened when she was an arusa, vikamashka lokshi arusa, and she's still an arusa, and right now her husband is taking her to the Beis HaMikdash, wants her to drink from the Mayim HaMemarim? Is that what we're talking about? Meaning, "Amin shaloi satisi arusa" means where everything is taking place when she's an arusa. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying that even an arusa has the halacha of, even arusa has the halacha of safik saita. But the Gemara says, arusa bas mishtaya hi? Is an arusa bas mishtaya? Does an arusa even drink from the meis saita? But time we learned in the Mishnah, arusa v'shemeres yabot le'shoises v'lein le'itlitz ksuba. An arusa with it was kinyan and stiru, she's not able to drink from the meis saita. So what happens? She doesn't drink from the meis saita, and because she violated her husband, she put herself in the situation of safik, she ends up losing her ksuba. But the point is that you see from here that a regular arusa with a kinyan stira, the hashka, everything is taking place when she's an arusa, there's no parasha of saita. So amen shaloi satisi arusa can't mean, again, we're going to work through until we get to the more obvious pshat of what this means. But right now, it can't mean that everything took place when she was an arusa, because if everything took place when she was an arusa, she actually would not have a din of a she would not drink. Ella, so the Gemara says, maybe what it means is, the Kani Lakshi Arusa, maybe it's talking about what the Kinoi happened when she was in Arusa, the Istatra, and then there was a Stira, the Kamashkala Kishahinasu. So the Kinoi and the Stira happened when she was in Arusa. Right now, she's in Asua, and right now is being mashka her when she's in Asua. But the Gemara says, Mi Batkila Maya, in that case, would it work? So again, the case would be when the Kinoi and Stira all happened when she was in Arusa, and while she's in this state, where there was a Kinoi and a Stira, and she has to drink from the Meisaita, they decided they're going to get married. So all of a sudden, there's a Chasana, and they get married. The Gemara says, at that point, the water is never going to work, because Vatani learned to the Brayis, of a Niko Ha'ish Me'avon. And we learned from the Bismanch, Ish Menuch Me'avon, Amayim Boyd Kenes Ishtai. If the man is clean, 100%, meaning he didn't do any Avera, that's when the water was Boydik, his wife. In the event that he's not clean, then the water is not going to be Boydik as Ishtai. Now, in the event that she was a Safik Soita, and then he married her, Binasuan, the assumption is there was Bia, so he's not Menuka Me'avon anymore, because he just violated the Isra of Safik Soita. So he's not Menuka Me'avon, So again, why are we saying, Amin Shalei Satisi Arusa, she's drinking, it's going to work, she's not drinking. If the Kinoi Stira Hashka happened when she was in Arusa, then it's not Nageya, because Dalach is in Arusa, doesn't drink. Elamite, looking at now she's in Asua when she's drinking. So what was, when she was in Arusa, the Kinoi and the Stira. That means he married her, Benesuin Ubabiyah, after the Kinoi Vizir. It wasn't allowed. So he's not Menuka Me'avon, she's Vaita not drinking. Ella, the case must be, the Kani La Kishi Arusa. The Kinoi must have been when she was in Arusa. The Istatra, and the Stira happened when she was in Arusa. The Nichnesul Chopa, there was a Chopa, Abavaloi Nivala. There was no Biyah. Oh, Gavaldik. So right now, she's in Asua. And Asua drinks. He's Menuka Me'avon because there was never a Biyah. You're going to tell me what, how is she in a suah if there was no bia? It was nichnas aluchop of alay nivala. And nichnas aluchop of alay nivala, that's an example. Nichnas aluchop of alay nivala is a case of an asuah. But if that's the case, v'shmami, no, you see from me, yesh chopal of sulais. That is a chopal of sulais. What do you see from me, yesh chopal of sulais? Because over here, this woman, be'etzem is a psula, because there is an iser bia. There was a chopal. And the chopal worked for what? For her to be in the suah, so that now he could be mashka her with the mei soita. So you say, Maris, you see from here, yesh chopal psula. So Rav Sheshet said, I'll bring you a raya, yesh chopal psula. So you know what the raya is? Because you see, the halacha is, amen shalois atisi arusa, and to me, the only hechatimtsa, the only way it would even be possible to have such a case, is with the kinah istira happened when she was in arusa, the ashka is happening when she's in the suah, however, there was no bia. In other words, it's nichan sol chopal lay nivala. So you see clearly that the nesuin's in the suah, because if the nesuin wasn't in the suah, she'd still be in arusa. So, and she vaita wouldn't be able to drink. So you see from here, yesh chopal psulas. So two things we need to speak out before we go vaita. Number one, you see again that the shayla yesh chopal psulas and chopal psulas is true even if there was an erison, because over here there was a proper erison, and still we're having the discussion of the yesh chopal psulas. So again, even though Rashi spoke out in the beginning of the sugyo that the machlokes is Rav and Shmuel yesh chopal psulas is talking about whether it was chopal erison, but the same exact shayla is true even if there was erison. That's clear. We saw it from the previous gemara. We see it here again. Additionally, you see the shayla yesh chopal psulas is negeya not only truma; it's negeya other areas in halacha as well. I mean, until now we've been discussing yesh chuppah l'psulais, where a bas koyin had chuppah to a apostle. Does that disqualify from her from being able to eat truma? This is a whole different shayla. This is a shayla that she had a din of a nesua, so that he could now be mashka her the meisaita. Yesh chuppah l'psulais, yeah, in chuppah l'psulais, no. So again, another nafgamina in the shayla of yesh chuppah l'psulais and chuppah l'psulais. But the bottom line is what Rav Amram said. Rav Sheish has told us the halach of yesh chuppah l'psulais va'anirinu la'ayna mimasnisin, and he brought a raya from a mishnah. Atu dev mishnah mesach the soit as a raya as yesh chuppah l'psulais. Amar Rava, the Rava said, v'tizbara, you're bringing me a raya from this mishnah, meaning, before you bring a raya from a mishnah or from a braisa, you need to know 100%. You have to really go through this properly to make sure you have a good klara mishnah and a good klara braisa. But he said, the hamit taratzni, is this a good mishnah? You can bring me a raya from Azam mishnah. But he also Rav Acha bar Chanina midroimo, where Rav Acha bar Chanina came from the south. Also, vayis masis biyade, he brought the following braisa with him. It says in the braisa, mi bal ade ishech. Says it actually in the Torah. It's a parsha. It's not saying the parsha of Soito. It says Atki Sotis Tachas Ishav Chinat Meis Va'itin Ish Bach Es Chavtoi Mi Balade Ishnech. We learn from there Misha Kod Mashchivas Baal Abayil. V'loisha Kod Mashchivas Baal Abayil. That the only time the Mei Soito works is if it was Kod Mashchivas Baal Abayil. But if the Baal was Baal the Ishna before the Baal was, that's another technical requirement that you need. At that point, the Mei Soito is not going to work. So Ravas told Rav Amram, he says, I don't understand Rav Sheshes. At the end of the day, you're bringing me a raya from this Mishnah based on the pshat in the Mishnah of Arusa being where the kinyan and the stira happened when she was in Arusa. Then there was chuppah. There was no bia. And that's when he's being mashgar, right? It's like this, we're able to check off all the boxes. The ashgar is happy when she's in a surah, but it's also the niko ishmei avoin, because there was never a bia psula. But there's another problem. Because if the husband was never baal, it comes out, the baal might have. Otherwise, again, we're not going through this. So it would be kodma shchivas baal labal. And if it's kodma shchivas baal labal, you vaita don't have a parasha of soita. So I understand how this could be the pshan and arusa in the Mishnah. And if that's the case, oh, it's a great raya vanarinu la'ayna mimasnis, we have a raya, shchupal psulas. I don't think this helps because, again, you checked off two boxes, but there's a third box you didn't check off. There's another requirement, there's another criteria you have to have in order to have ashkos mei soita. And l'chari, this is going to fall short. Amir Rami Bachama, so Rami Bachama told Rava, no, mishkachasla, I can make it work. I can make this work. You're going Shabbat, Leah, Arusa, Bevesavir. Fascinating. He said, maybe it's talking about Hachal Mayaskinon, where the husband did something wrong. He was Baal Leah when she was in Arusa. He was Baal Leah when she was in Arusa. And he wasn't allowed to, but he did anyways. And because he was Baal Leah when she was in Arusa, so it comes out it was Kadma Shchivas Baal Labal. Kadma Shchivas Baal Labal. Even though it was Be'isr, but it was Kadma Shchivas Baal Labal. So that's not going to be a problem. Meaning, you would assume if it was Nichlas Lechopa Velay Nivela, there was never a beer. Because there's no Heter beer until after Chopa. So if it was Nichlas Lechopa Velay Nivela, when was the beer? No, the beer happened Be'isr. Happened Be'isr. It's wrong. But the beer happened Be'isr. Now, is that not enough to make him not Veniko Ishmael Yavin? It's not. Because being that that happened before the King of Estira, Hacha B'mayaskinon, so that in of itself is not going to be a problem. Right? Of course it happened before, because otherwise it's again not Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil. So that happened before. So that's not a problem. So again, Hacha B'mayaskinon, where the Kinyan Stira happened when she was in Arusa, but the Hashka is taking place when it's Nichnas L'Chop Avalei Nivela. So we check off all the boxes. The Hashka is not when she's in Arusa, it's when she's in Asur. There's no problem with Veniko Ishmei Yavoin. Why? Because it was Nichnas L'Chop Avalei Nivela. After the King of Estira, he was never Baal. And the fact that you have to have Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil, you have it. Because it's talking about when she was a Kala, the day Savio, when she was in Arusa, at that point, he was Baal. It's up to Gemara. I hear. Geschmack. It works, right? And if that's the case, a Rai Yesh Chupal Absulais. Oh, but the Gemara says, the Kavasa Gabi Shemeres Yav. The Mishnah mentioned another case very similar to an Arusa. A Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam, at best, is an Arusa. Isha Hikno Loi Min HaShemayim. Even if you're old Ein Zika, but of course, Isha Hikno Loi Min HaShemayim. So, at best, she's going to be an Arusa. So any problem you would have with an Arusa not being able to drink from the Mesaita, you'd have the same problem with the Shemeres Yavam. So really, with the Shemeres Yavam, you're going to have the same issue. Shemeres Yavam is drinking? What, the Yavam is bringing the Shemeres Yavam? If an Arus can't bring an Arusa to drink, then a Yavam can't bring the Shemeres Yavam either to drink. Right, so what's the Hechatimtso where the Shemeres Yavam is going to drink? So you're going to go through the whole Inyan, and you're going to end up saying the same thing you said for Arusa. You're going to say, it's talking about where the Kinyan Stira happened when she was a Shemeres Yavam, but it was Azan Nichnasu L'Chop Avalei Nivela, which you have to figure out exactly how that's going to work. But also is Kadma Shchivas Baal Abayil. Why? Shabal Le'a Yavam Bebeis Chamea. It's talking about where the Yavam was already Baal Le'a in the beginning when she was a Shemeres Yavam. Here's the Kasha. Once the Yavam is born to Shemeres Yavam at that point, it's game over. Shemeres Yavam Karisle? She's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. Ishta Ma'alyahi. She's already an Ishta Ma'alyah. Now, the emes is 1 second. Is that so pashit? Habal Yavimtai? It doesn't matter what the Kavana is. Automatically, it's going to be an Ishta Ma'alyah. Now, this person clearly wasn't Baal Leah L'Shem Kinyan Yivam. It sounds like he was Baal Leah L'Shem Znos. Right? That's what it sounds like happened. Right? It sounds like that's what happened. So, really, whether or not she's Oisha Meres Yavam is Tali in a Shaila that we had earlier in the parak. Habal Yavimte Bein B'Shoigik Bein B'Mezit Bein Ba'inus Bein B'Ratzin. The Halach is Kan. But there was a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said you Kan Ola Koil. Shmuel said you only Koino El Lidvar Ma'amurim B'Parasha. So the Gemara says that really the Kashna we would have on saying that the Shemeres Yavam is talking about where it was Baal Leah Yavam B'Veis Chamer is only if you hold like Rav. Kanaka. The problem is we're going Aliva the Rav. And being that we're going in Shitas Rav, we're going to explain Rav Sheshes who holds Yesh Chupal Psulais, who was saying really the sheet of his Rebbe Rav who holds Yesh Chopal Abzulais. So to the extent that we're going in Shitas Rav of Yesh Chopal Abzulais, even though it's Rav Sheshes, but we're going in Shitas Rav of Yesh Chopal Abzulais, so if that's the case, L'shitasai, Rav also holds that so if that's the case, if you're going to make Doikimta Vishameris Yavam the same way you made Doikimta for Arusa, that it's talking about where it was Baalel Yavam Beves Chamel, you're going to have a problem. Then she's not going to be a Shameris Yavam anymore. So let's see it inside. So the Gemara says, the Kavasik, Abba Shameris Yavam, Baalel Yavam Beves Chamel, Shameris Yavam Karasle, are you calling her Shameris Yavam Ishtema Aliyi? She's a regular wife. The Omer Rav said, Konala Koil. Because Rav said, Konala Koil. So the Gemara says, Kishmul, Damaloy Konel, Dvar Mamurim Beparisha. Maybe Rav Sheshes is going to be mefarish the Mishnah like Shmuel, who holds like Kana Elul L'dvar Ma'amurim B'Parsha, so you could make the Oikimta, and she's still going to be considered Shemeres Yom. But the Gemara says, Midu V'Taima Elul L'Rav. At the end of the day, the whole sheet of Yesh Chopal Psula is a sheet as Rav. And according to Rav, Omer Rav Kana L'Koil, according to Rav, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says, Hachab Ma'yaskinon, you could say, this is where like the whole Masechta is coming together. So Hachab Ma'yaskinon, you could say that maybe the case of Shemeres Yom was a different case. I mean, the case of Arus is the case we said it was. The question is, what about the case of Shemeres Yavam? The case of Shemeres Yavam is going to Ovad Bo Maimer. It's talking about where the Yavam did Maimer. This is the case of Shemeres Yavam. It's talking about where he did Maimer. Get ready. Ube Shamayi. It's Maimer, I'll leave it to Beishamayi, the Omer Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomer. Who holds that Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer. Now, as a big machloik, as we show him how to learn the Gemara, Rashi himself has two pshatim. We're going to say over the pshat that Rashi doesn't like so much. It's the easier pshat, and most Rishonim like that pshat. So, says the Gemara, that we're going according to Beishamayi. Beishamayi holds Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomer. Because Beishamayi holds Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomer, Maimer's a real thing. Now, we had a Mashail in the Gemara. We had it twice already in the Masechta. According to Beishamayi, Maimer, is it Zikas Erisin or is it Zikas Nasuin? It was implied from that whole shmuz that being that Beishamayi holds Maimer is a real thing, once the Yavam does Maimer, it could be it's Parcha Zikas Yavamin, and instead it's Chal Zikas Erisin. So you know what happens as soon as you do Maimer? All of a sudden she becomes an Arusa. So really, being that she became an Arusa, so this Shemeres Yavam now, once there was Maimer, so it's as if she was an Arusa. It's as if she was an Arusa. So at this point, she's not a regular Shemeres Yavam, and that's how this case is going to work. But the Gemara says, Hachi, if that's the case, Hainu Arusa. So she is an Arusa. The Mishnah said already Arusa. So the Gemara says, Lutamech, let me ask you, Nesua, Knusa, Lav Chodamilsi? The Mishnah mentioned Nesua and it mentioned Knusa. Right, the Mishnah says, Omen Shaloisatisi, Arusa, Nesua, Shemeres Yavam, Uknusa. What's Nesua? Regular Nesua. What's Knusa? Yivam. So it's the same thing. Elo, you have to say Nesua Didei, Knusa the Chavreg. Nesua is when it's in a regular instance, Knusa is when you did Yibum on your brother's Yavam. Hachanami, Arusa, the Devish, Shemeres Yavam, the Chavre. It's two different types of Arusas, but the bottom line, the case is where it was Asa Maimer, and then it was Baalel, but the bottom line is that that's the Hechatimtza, that's what we're talking about, that's the way Arusa is going to work, that's the way Shemeres Yavam is going to work, and if that's the case, Zok de Gemara, La'oilam, you have a Raya to Shitas Rav Sheshes and Shitas Rav, you're able to make it work. That's the Va'anurinu La'ayna Mimasnise that Rav holds, that and Rav Sheshes holds the Yechopal Apsulois, and the Raya is from the case of Arusa, because otherwise, what would Arusa even be talking about, right? We can't understand what it would mean that Arus could be Mashka Arusasoi Meisoita. The Teretz is, it's Nichlas Al-Chopal Vale Nivola, which would imply that a Nichlas Chopal Vale Nivola is in and of itself considered something, even when she's a suffix saita, which means she's a psula, where there's not going to be a heterbia. And if that's true, that's a raya, then yesh chupal psula. Rav Papa said that really there's no raya from this Mishnah to the halach of yesh chupal psula. So again, what would the raya be? The raya is because there's no other way to learn the Mishnah of Arusa. Rav Papa said, I have another way you can learn the Mishnah of Arusa. Hai tanuhu, the Mishnah is going according to the following tanya. Tanya we learned to the braisa, in mekanan lo la Arusa, you can't be mekana an arusa to be mashker kishi arusa, but you could be mekana. You could do kinoi to an arusa lashkoisa kishi nesua to be mashker kishi nesua. So here too, there's a machloikus rishonim. Rashi has two pshat on what exactly rapapa means. But again, we'll go with the easier pshat, and that is that rapapa is saying that there is a tana that holds that there's no halacha of the nikah ishmeyavet. Meaning, there's no halacha that says that in the event that she was a suffix soita during Erisin, and then he married her with Bia, even though he wasn't allowed to, that would somehow disallow him from ever being able to be Mashker. So the Mishnah is Pasha. The Mishnah is talking about Pinui and Stira when she was in Arusa. Ayin Arusa never drinks. It's talking about whether it was in a Suin. But not Nichnasul Chuppah Valay Nivala Yesh Chuppah Lepsulais and Chuppah Lepsulais. It's talking about whether it was a Chuppah with a proper Bia. At that point, everything happened. If that's the case, it's not Veniko Yishmeyavoy. Hi Tanu, it's the following Tanu that holds is no such halacha b'nika ishmei avin. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said another pshat in what the Mishnah is referring to, and that is al yidei Gilgal. He said a whole different pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah means that we're talking about a regular eshes ish that is a suffik if she was mezana tachas baila because there was a kinui and there was a stira and the husband brought her into the Beis Hamikdash and now made her drink and now she's drinking. Once she drinks, so the halacha is the husband's allowed to tell her, I want you now to swear that you didn't do any averis b'shas erisin, meaning not that the kinui and stira happened b'shas erisin. If the kinui and stira happened b'shas erisin, zilhacha v'zilhacha, you're going to have a problem. Unless you say yesh chuppah l'psulos. But the Amiram weren't 100% sure if yesh chuppah l'psulos. So what is the case? What is the case of Arusa? The case is not where the kinui and stira happened when she was in Arusa. The case is where the kinui and stira happened when she was in Asua. But when she's in Asua, he has a right, al yidei gilgal shvua, to be mashker for something that happened when she was in Arusa exile. So just to come up for breath for 1 second. So really, again, the topic of the daf has been the machloik is Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos. The Gemara initially said, I think it's a machloik is Tanoim. Machloik is Rav Meir, Rav Loz, Rav Shimon. The Gemara was doicha that. The Gemara had another price. The machloik is Rav Yishmo, Ben Oish, Beichem, and Breikin, the Chachamim. The Gemara was doicha that as well. Then the Gemara said, Rav Sheishas held yesh chuppah l'psulos, and he brought a raya, a shver raya from a Mishnah Masechta Soita. What was the raya? Because it's a concept of an arusa drinking from the Mei Soito. Or at the very least, she's swearing and saying, Amen, Shaloi Sotisi Arusa. And the question, what does it mean? The Gemara assumed for sure it means it was Kini and Steer when she was in Arusa. Now, if it was Kini and Steer when she was in Arusa, how is that ever going to result in her drinking from the Mei Soito? An Arusa never drinks. That's klar. In the event that there was a bia, meaning after the erusin, there was a regular chuppah, then a suin ubia, then it's not v'nika yishmeyavoy. Elamai, it must be, the case was, where it was nichtasol chuppah, v'loy nivala. You're going to tell me, this din has to be kadmo shchivas abal l'bayel? It's talking about where it was, kadmo shchivas abal l'bayel. So, but the bottom, that must be what the case is. The problem is, all it is a chuppah, and it's a chuppah l'psulois. So, isn't this a rayesh chuppah l'psulois that is an effect, an efficacy to a chuppah that happens with a psula? And if it's true regarding to make her into an asua, that she would drink now from the Mei Saita, because an arusa doesn't. So you see, she drinks from the Mei Saita. Who adin as it relates to pasling from truma? It should be the same exact halacha. This was Rav Sheshis's grace arai. But again, it was all predicated on how we understood the mission of arusa. And the Gemara was daichet, because the Gemara said there are different ways you could learn it. You could say the mission is talking about where there was not just a chuppah, but there was a chuppah with a beer. That's already different, right? We're discussing chuppah where there was no beer. What if there was a chuppah with a beer? Oh, there it's already different. Now you'll tell me if there's chuppah with a beer, she shouldn't drink al tzviniko ishmei yavoy. Rapapa said, hi Tanu, there's a Tanu that doesn't have that problem. Oin, inami, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said a completely different teretz. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that hacha b'mayaskin, and it could be it's talking about not with the kinyan stira happened when she was in Arusa. There's no such thing as kinyan stira as in Arusa. It's talking about when she was in Asua. But there's something called Gilgal Shvua. Once he's making her drink, that now, l'achan asuin, nothing happened. He has a right to ready tack on a whole bunch of different things. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it threw on all those other things. Zok Gemara Vayeter, continuing along in this sugya. Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rav Yoichanan. Rav Chanina sent the following telegram in the name of Rav Yoichanan. Ha'isa Maimer B'Yavimtoi. Again, everything's going to come together. If somebody does Maimer B'Yavimtoi, V'yesh Lo Ach, and he has a brother. So it was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, he left over no children, left over two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi are brothers. They're also Kayhanim. Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Reuven. Okay. So the halacha is like this. Afilu hu Kayhan, even if he's a Kayhan, like we just said he is, v'hi Kayhanes, that's what the Afilu is, and she's a Kayhanes, even if she's a Bas Kayhan, paslam in Atshuma. The halacha is, she will no longer, this Kayhanes, be able to eat Shuma. You know why she's not going to be able to eat Shuma? The reason she won't be able to eat truma is because she's now involved, this is a fascinating idea in Svara and Chiddush, in an illicit marriage. Why? Because once Shimon does Maimer, Levi is not allowed to marry Eishes Reuven anymore. Because Bayis Echad Hu Boina, the Inner Boina Shnei Batim, that's Perek Rabbah Gamliel 101. she has Zika towards Levi. Everyone holds that there's something called Zika, even the mandama that holds ain't Zika. So there's some Zika that she has to Levi. The Zika is like a bad Kedushin and a bad Erisin. So if that's the case, she's involved in an Erisin of Psul. He's a Kohen, she's a Kohenes, she becomes a Chalala, she'll never be able to eat Truman again. So this is where Rabbi Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, worlds colliding. Right, but this is what Rabbi Chanina said. Rabbi Chanina said that in the event that a Kohenes falls to Yibum, I feel a Kohenes, right? Let's just keep it simple. A Kohenes falls to two brothers that are Kohanim. So the Halacha is that being that she is right now, and one of them, the Naimer, being that she wouldn't be able to marry the other one, but she has a Kedushin, quote unquote, the Ishek, the Lemon Hashemayim, to the other one. So as a result, she becomes a Chalala, and the Halacha, she'll never be able to eat Shumas. The Gemara says the man. When Rabbi Yechanan said this, who was he going according to? Meaning, the Rishonim already discussed the Rishonim to Rabbi Yechanan. The Tanoim had already discussed something similar like this. They discuss what happens if there's a situation where there's a marriage that's not okay, but all there was Eris and there wasn't a son. And it was Machlokes Reb Meir, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, according to Elim, the Reb Meir, it didn't mean it according to Reb Meir, that according to Reb Meir, this is going to be a problem, right? It makes a lot of sense. Reb Meir said, Almano l'koin gadol, mina erisin, grusha v'chlutza l'koin hedi mina erisin, is going to be an issue. But Eimadam, Reb Meir, mishtameres l'vi apsula, loy achla, nidai reifa. Do Reb Adam Yomar? It's true, Reb Meir holds, there's something called mishtameres l'vi apsula. But that's only where it's a bi apsula day reisa. Almano l'koin gadol is a bi apsula day reisa. Grusha. He said chalutza also. But grusha l'koyin hedyet. That's dayraisa. And because that's dayraisa, it's mishtameres abil psula dayraisa. Over here, bayis echud ubayna vein bayna shtey batem by maimer is only the rabbanah. If there was yibum, yeah, then it would be an insa dayraisa, but all there was maimer. So all it is in this rabbanah. Elo rabbalaz rab shimon. So maybe meant it according to rabbalaz rab shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no point in even saying it because Hashem Mishtameres will be absolut. They raise the achad Rabbanu Bipaya. Rabbi Shimon, they don't even hold it as far as Mishtameres will be absolut. They hold even Amon al Kain Gadol Grushel Kain Hedyet. This is going to be the halacha. So Kal v'Chaim, this is going to be the halacha in this case as well. El Kiyasa Ravin Amar. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he clarified what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. He said, "Asa b'Maimer b'Yevimtai." In the event that he did Maimer d'Viyakol Achla, everyone's going to hold Achla that she's going to be able to eat. Why? Because even Rameir that holds the Sfarim Mishtameres will be Absul, he only says Mishtameres will be Absul when it's a B'Absul Dei Raisa, but this is only a B'Absul Dei Rabbanon. Okay, he continued and he said Yesh Lo Ach Chalol, if one of these brothers was a Chalol Divrei HaKol Einu Yecheles, everybody would hold you can't eat. This is not easy Gemara. If one of the brothers Reuven, Shimon and Levi, and one of the brothers Reuven dies, these over no children, one of the brothers is a Chalol. At that, forget about Maimah. One of the brothers was a Chalol. At that point, she'll never be able to eat Truma. You know why? Because she has Zika to the Chalol, and that's Mishtameres will be a Psul. That's going to be a problem. Now, you're going to tell me, Divri Akol, Eni Achelas, why Divri Akol? Bishlami Rab Meir, he holds the Svar of Mishtameres will be a Psul. I understand. But why would Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who don't hold the Svar of Mishtameres will be a Psul, Amon al Kangadam and Eris is not a problem? So, a Yavama to Isha Iqbalim and Ashamayim to a Chalol is a problem? So the Pshat is, Rashi says, because there was a svar that the Gemara mentioned at the very beginning of the sugya, yesterday's daf, and that is that it could be the only time Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon don't hold of the svar Mishtameres will be a psula, is where this koyen b'makam achar is able to be meichel this woman b'truma. Yesh lo l'achila b'makam achar. But if it's in lo l'achila b'makam achar, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon agreed to the svar of Mishtameres will be a psula. So for example, a koyen who's married to a grusha, this koyen, if he was married to a grusha, would be able to be meichel. So meaning that he's yachal l'achila b'makam achar, so therefore over there, you don't have the problem. But this chol can never be meichel b'truma. And because he can't be meichel b'truma, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold the svar of Mishtameres will be a psula, and therefore it's going to be a problem according to everybody. So again, so when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli, clarified Rabbi Yechanan's position. He said, in the case where Yavama falls to two brothers, one of them did Maimer, that's not a problem, Mishtameres will be L'Psula. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's never a problem. And even according to Rabbi Meir, it's only Mishtameres will be L'Psula, Dei Reis is only a B'Psula, Dei Rabbana. In the event that one of the brothers is a Chalol, then it's going to be a problem according to everybody. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, Avad, it's a problem. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's Ein L'Lachil B'Makam Ach, Loi Nechleku. Okay, so he said, Loi Nechleku. However, I did hear in Eretz Yisrael that they argued. Who's they? We'll see. It's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Loi Nechleku, Elish Shenosan Loget. We're Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, he leaves over no children. He leaves over two Yavamin, Shimon, and Levi. And one of the Yavamin gave a get. Now we know once one Yavam gives a get, again, this is Perek Rabbi Gamliel 101, the Allah is Kimish Leibana Shuv Leivne, on a Durabanan level. Rabbi Yochanan says that the fact that there was a get That's nothing. Reish Lakish Ami Enoi Cheles. Reish Lakish says, no, one brother gives a get, she now has a problem. Why? Rabbi Yechon Ami Enoi Cheles. Rabbi Yechon says, Ami Cheles. Afilu Rameir Ami Enoi Cheles. Because even Rameir, who holds Mishnah Beres of Bilab Sula, Hanim Mishnah Beres of Bilab Sula, they rice. That's only Bilab Sula, they rice. Avalach of the Rabbanon. Over here, she's Mishnah Beres of Bilab Sula, the Rabbanon is not going to be a problem. Achlo, therefore, she'll be able to eat. Reish Lakish Ami Enoi Cheles. Reish Lakish says, she's not going to be able to eat. Why? I feel Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. Even Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, the Amri Yecheles, who hold there's no Svarim Mishtaberes, the Biyo Psul De Raisa, the Hani Mili, the Yeshloi Lahacha, the Makam Acher. Like we said, that's only if it's Yeshloi Lahacha, the Makam Acher. Aval Hoch over here, Kivan the Enloi Lahacha, the Makam Acher, Loi. Because over here, it's Enloi Lahacha, the Makam Acher. Now, really, that's not an easy Gemara to understand. Why is it Enloi Lahacha, the Makam Acher? It's Enloi Lahacha? Why not? There's no woman that he would ever be able to be Michael. So Rashi says that the reason is there's no situation where you would have a Yavam who gives a get to his Yavama where you'd be able to be Michael. Or better, there's no situation where a person gives a get and as a result of the get, he's Yochel Ahachel. And it's for that reason it's Eino Yochel Ahachel B'makam Acher. But the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, maybe be a little clearer in the next Gemara. Hocha Nami Yeshloi Lahachel. There is a situation where a person could be Michael through giving a get, B'choy Zeres, if a Yisrael would be married to a Bas Koyen. She has no children. He would give her a get. So then she goes back to her father's house, and now she's able to eat Truma. So you see that giving a get is Yochel Lahachel. So maybe this should be considered Yochel Lahachel B'makam Acher. So the Gemara says, no, it's very, very different. Chayzeres Paskam Minei Ukroiva Lebein Nosho. When a person gives a get, he's not being Michael Faker. He's severing the relationship. She's going back to her father's house, and that's why she's able to eat. Aval Ha Agidabe. But here, they're Be'etzim in a marriage, in a Zika, in a Ishihit Noah Min Hashemayim. He gave a get. There's no situation where giving a get would be Yochel Ahachel B'makam Acher, and that's why even Rav Elazar Rav Shimon would hold that this would be a problem. And this concludes the sugya that began in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, that went through Daf Nun Zayin, went through Daf Nun Ches, a very, very hard sugya. We did what we did, but even just Rashi and Taisus and the Rishonim and the Achronim, this is a hard sugya on all accounts, and we will stop here.